I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Listen, if you have long arms, I want you to do something for me. Pat yourself on the back. And if you don't, ask the person next to you, pat you on the back to congratulate you on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, putting yourself out there even when the success you expect has yet to arrive. And on top of all that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative. Personal initiative is what makes you go make things happen. Go get things instead of waiting for them to come to you, waiting for them to happen, hoping, wishing, and praying. That's what personal initiative is. And we put all those elements together, mental toughness, confidence, discipline, personal initiative, we have Work on Your Game. This is the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, the originator, the creator, the owner of Work on Your Game. And today's topic is how you can work on your game to get an agent or a manager to represent you. This can be in sports or in business. I've been asked about this a few times, especially from my background playing pro basketball internationally. Some players who are in the United States who want to play internationally say, hey, I need an agent. An agent could possibly, they may have a connection to a team that I don't have. And they're absolutely right. That agent may have a connection to a team that you don't have. And players want to get an agent, but they've been having trouble finding an agent to represent them. And if you listen to the enroll that comes on this podcast, after I finish with the actual topic, you hear me say one of my four free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game is a video that is specifically about how to get an agent to represent you for basketball. So if you don't have that, you haven't seen that free exclusive video, just go over to DreAllDay.com/game and get it. But also on the business side of things, if you're in the entertainment business in any form, any type of publishing, if you work on TV, you work in movies, maybe you want to have a radio show, not necessarily for podcasting, but possibly for podcasting, depending on if you're going to join someone's podcast network, any type of publishing. If you're going to write for magazines, if you want to write a book that is published by a major publishing house, an agent could possibly help you get there, or a manager. I'm not really making any line of delineation between the two, an agent and a manager. I'm using them interchangeably here today, but I'll just use the phrase agent maybe for the most part. But if I throw in manager, I'm talking about the exact same type of person. Okay, so I'm not saying there's anything different between the two of them. There may be, but as far as this episode goes, it doesn't matter. We're not talking about that. How do you get one of these people to represent you? Because what they do, what this agent or manager will do for you is find opportunities for you that you otherwise would not have been able to find yourself. And or they can reach out and engage with opportunities that you just may not have time to engage in. Maybe you don't have the talent to engage with. Maybe there's a person at NBC who's maybe interested in having you shoot a pilot for a TV show, but you wouldn't know what to say to the guy at NBC. Or maybe you're just not known to the guy at NBC, so you would never get past the person at the front desk or the secretary who's screening every call. But the agent has a relationship. So agents have relationships that you don't have. They have skills of connections. They probably know a lot of people in a lot of different places, because you can't really be an effective agent if you don't have relationships with people where you can say, hey, I got this person I'm representing. Let's do business here because we know each other. You trust me from the past. We did this 3 weeks ago, etc. So agent has skills. Agents have connections. Another thing agent has is time and energy that you may not have. If you're out recording the Work on Your Game podcast every day, your agent could be out there selling you to someone who could possibly be interested in doing some future business with you while you're actually doing the work that makes you worth it. You understand? While you're doing the work that makes you worth it, you are leveraging someone else's time, relationships, energy, focus, and talent so that they can actually sell the skill that you're working on at this exact time. Isn't that great? If you're in the gym working on your game, or you're in the studio recording your podcast, or you're out in the street making a new video vlog that you're going to put out, or vlog that you're going to put out, whatever it is that you're doing, the work that you actually do on your game, you at the exact same time have someone out there selling your game to people who you may not never have even met. Isn't that just a great idea? It sounds like a great idea to me. Now, of course, you're going to pay your agent or manager some percentage, but it's worth it because they're bringing you business that you never would have had in the first place. Well, how can you get this person to represent you? I mean, now that I have sold you on the idea of why having an agent or manager is a great thing, and I'll give you a disclaimer right now. At this particular time in my business, I don't have an agent. I don't work with an agent, but in sports, I work with agents often. I found myself to be the best possible agent for me simply because I knew what I could offer and how to present it better than any agent did. But that's besides the point that we're making here today, because if an agent comes to me today and they are saying the right things, they had a right offer that could definitely help me, then I'd definitely take them up on an offer to be my agent or be my manager. So it's something that I will do again in the future, but at this exact moment, I don't do it. But I still want to talk about this for anyone who may be looking for one. And I know there are a lot of people looking for it because people ask me about this. So this applies to both the sports world and the business world. Anyone out there who's looking for an agent or manager to represent you, this is what you must do. Point number one, you first must prove that you can generate business on your own. Reading about the book publishing business nowadays, I forget who I was listening to. There was someone talking about this just recently. Maybe I was listening to a podcast interview, or maybe I was reading an article. I don't remember who it was, but this person said, when it comes to traditional publishing of books, okay, so we're talking about not self-publishing and Create Space or anything like that, or putting out a free PDF, but an actual book that goes through publishing houses and the books you'll see on the shelves when you walk into a bookstore, those books. The number one thing that publishers look for these days is not how great of a book you can write, is not even what the topic of the book is, and is not even if you're credible when it comes to writing about that topic or how good you would be in writing about that particular topic. Those are not the things that traditional publishers look to first. When they're deciding if they're actually going to mess with you and have you publish a book under their name, the first thing they look for is how big is your platform. That's the number one thing publishers are looking for these days. Actually, it's the number one thing that a lot of people are looking for in the media space. If they're going to work with someone who they don't know right now, but they've heard of, maybe it's been brought to their attention, maybe you just cold called or cold emailed them to sell them on you, to sell yourself, the first thing they want to know, or the first thing that really matters to them, the bottom line decision-making point is, how big is your platform? Now, let me explain what that means. How big is your platform? You may not even know what I'm talking about. Your platform is how many people know who you are, how many people are following you, liking you, subscribe to you, and buying from you. That's what your platform is. Your platform are, see, you all, you who's listening to this podcast, you're part of my platform. So when someone says, what's your platform, Dre? I'll mention some books, I'll mention some products, I'll mention some channels and social media platforms, and I'll say, hey, I have a podcast, and this is how many people are listening to it. That is part of your platform. Who is paying attention to you? Who knows who you are and who's giving a damn that they know who you are. Because I know who a lot of people are. That doesn't mean I'm on their platform. I'm not following them. I'm not reading all their stuff. I'm not buying the things that they're putting out. Just knowing about somebody is one thing. Knowing about them and being engaged with what they're offering is another. That is the platform. The first thing you must do if you want to have an agent or manager represent you is you must prove that you can generate business on your own. And the reason I'm bringing up and explaining platform is that's the way you do it. You can generate business by having a platform. What's your platform? I.e., what have you done? Where are you doing it? When have you done it? When are you doing it next? No, prove to me that you're actually doing this. That's what a platform means. If you're an athlete, your platform is where did you play at last? What were your stats when you played for that team? And where's some video of you playing in that place? That's your platform. What have you done? What is your resume? Not only what you've done in the past, though, because a resume is talking about what you've already done, but it's also what are you doing now and what does your platform stand to produce for you in the future? So it's not just the resume of your past and present, but also projecting into your future. When you work with anyone in production or anyone in publishing, they're going to want to know, well, okay, if we're going to work with you, let's say, and publish your book, who is going to buy this book? How many fans do you have? How many followers do you have? You don't have any. Well, it may be a little bit harder for us to sell this book. Doesn't mean they're going to say no necessarily, but it means they are going to have to look a little bit harder at it and decide, hey, is this really worth it? This person doesn't have that much of a platform. Now, is this going to be all on our platform? And hopefully the book spreads by word of mouth. But the more platform you have, the easier it is for the agent or manager to represent you because you have proven you can generate business. And if you have a platform you haven't generated any business from it, start generating some business from it. I'll talk about that in a future episode of this podcast because you need to know that. Proving you can do it helps an agent or manager because, listen, agents and managers want to do business. Okay, agents and managers do not just want to have a roster full of people they represent who are not helping them make any money because being an agent or being a manager is a business. It's a job. Right. And if you have a business or a job, what do you expect to get from your business or job? Money. That's the reason we go to work is so that we can make money. Maybe we love it. Maybe it fulfills us. It helps us feel great. But we hopefully most of us want to make some money from our work, no matter how much we love it or how much we hate it. We want to make some money doing it. An agent or a manager, if they have 20 clients and only 10 of those 20 clients are actually making them any money, those other 10 are just dead weight. They're worthless people to them. And they may conduct themselves if that person's not even a client. And it's only so long that an agent or manager is going to try to push a person out there before they say, you know what, maybe this person just isn't marketable. Maybe this person just isn't that good. Maybe I just need to let them go. Maybe they can go get someone else who can maybe sell them, or maybe they can learn how to sell themselves. You proving that you can generate business on your own proves before you start working with any agent or manager that you can bring money in. And when an agent sees that you're bringing money in, because we're talking about business here, exchange of money between people, when an agent sees you can bring money in, they'll be much more much more open, let's just say, to the possibility of working with you. You don't want to be a useless client to an agent, you'll basically not be there. Okay, you got to go make it happen without an agent. Whatever it is you want to happen, just to give you the bottom line of this first point, whatever it is you want to happen through an agent or manager, you need to go make it happen without an agent or manager. When you prove you can do it without them, then they'll be very interested in doing it with you because now they know that you can do it. You're basically free money you're giving them. It's not necessarily that they're taking off of your bottom line, but what they're doing is they're going to add to your bottom line by bringing you new opportunities that, as I said in the top of the episode, you otherwise wouldn't have been able to get to. And because of that, they'll take a percentage, you get a percentage, everybody wins. It's a win-win-win situation. Whoever you work with wins, your agent wins, and you win. These are all things that matter. Just to give you an example, right now I'm working on my next book. I'm working with a major publisher on this book. And one of the things they asked is, what is the platform? And I told them, listen, I got the Mental Handbook. I got 25 Reasons to Quit Worrying. I got Dre Philosophy. I got Buy a Game. I have the Super You. I had a Mirror Motivation. I have 100 Mental Game Best Practices. I have the Overseas Basketball Blueprint. I have 25 Reasons to Quit Worrying. I have 25 Conversation Starters. I showed them how I was able to go and write a book, put it out, and sell it to people without them, on my own. And when they saw that, they said, okay, this person has a platform. This person is already out there doing it. This gives us reason to believe he can do it some more. So let's work with him and he can do it for us. And we're going to win. He's going to win. And the people who get whatever product we put out, they're going to win. So that's the number one thing you got to do is prove you can generate it on your own. Number two, today's topic, for those who didn't catch the topic at the top, is how to get an agent or a manager to represent you. This is in the sports world or in the business world. Number two, talk to a lot of them. You want one agent or one manager or multiple agents, multiple managers, talk to a whole bunch of them. Do not catch yourself only talking to one and hoping this one person represents you, hoping that they give you the time of day, hoping that they take you on, because maybe they won't. And even if you do have one take you on, you may not be in an exclusive situation. In basketball, a lot of times agents don't always represent players exclusively. It depends on the pedigree of the player. Players such as myself, I came from an NCAA Division III school. No agent was stressing that they needed to represent me exclusively. They said, look, I'm going to represent you and I'm going to shop you around. But if you get a deal through somebody else or on your own, just let me know so I stop shopping you around. They didn't care about exclusivity with me because they weren't 100% sure how much of a market there was for a player of my pedigree. Again, it wasn't even so much of what I had done in the pros already or what I was going to do or what they thought I would do. It's just a matter of pedigree, just going off their professional opinion, we'll just say. They weren't sure if I was going to be generating anything at all anyway. So I would talk to a lot of agents. I'd be talking to 3-4 agents at the exact same time, be signed with 2 or 3 agents at the exact same time, including using myself as an agent. So that'd be an extra agent on top of that. So what you need to do to get that agent is to talk to a whole bunch of them, but you got to have something of value to offer. You got to have something of value to offer, as I talked about in point number one. Nobody cares about your needs. This is something you should know. Okay, so don't go to an agent and tell them all the things you need, okay, because they don't care. They may listen. They may even reply to it. They don't care, though. There's a difference between someone responding to what you say and caring about what you say. They don't care about your needs. Every human being cares about whose needs? Their own. Okay, you care about your needs, I care about my needs, and we are all number one to ourselves. So when you go to agents and you're talking to them with something of value to offer, talk about what you can do for them. And this is what you can do for an agent or manager. You can bring them business. The more business they do, the more power they have, the more reputation they build, and the more valuable they will see you, because working with you is bringing them business. The person who represents the basketball player who makes the most money, he has power in the agent world. Why? Because he's representing the guy who makes a whole lot of money. And you know what that means? People who want to work with that guy who's making a whole lot of money got to go through that agent. And any athlete who's looking to get an agent is looking at that guy saying, damn, he got this guy who's making all this money. Maybe he can help me get 1/10 of that and I can make a whole bunch of money. Helping someone make money. This is what you're doing for an agent. You are helping them. Yes, they're helping you, but you're helping them by having a platform, having something valuable to offer, and being marketable, being someone who can be marketed and sold to the public. When you can be sold, an agent will be interested in representing you. What can you do for them? That's the question. Point number three in today's topic is how to get an agent or a manager to represent you in sports or business. Number three, stop begging. Don't beg anyone to represent you. Do not beg anyone to help you out. Do not beg anyone to give you information or give you a chance or to give you anything else you've been finding yourself begging for. Do not beg for anything. Never beg for anything. Even if we're not talking about agents and managers and sports and business, no begging. Okay, kill the sob stories. The sob stories kind of, in my eyes, is a form of begging, because you're telling people how terrible it is for you to hopefully tug at their emotional strings and get them to do something for you. It's the exact same thing. Kill the begging, kill the sob stories. Because in the world that we're in now, this is what you need. As I said in point number one, you must have a platform and you must prove that you can generate business. That's what people want. You can tell me how much you need the opportunity, how hard you're going to work, how you feel like you're at a dead end, how you don't know what you're going to do next, how you have no idea how you're going to get into this game. None of that matters to me until you tell me, what is your platform? What is it that you can offer? And then I think to myself, how could I make money with this person? If I can't come up with an answer to that question, I'm not representing you. I'm not replying to your email. I'm not taking your phone call. I'm not sitting down at Starbucks to have coffee with you. I want to talk to the people where I can make money with. That's how business works, okay? Anytime you're watching anything that's happening that has anything to do with business, whether that's sports, professional sports is a business, politics is a business, and the business world is business. Anytime you see something happening that you can't quite explain, you can't quite understand why it would make sense for a person or people to do the things that they're doing, all you got to do is follow the money. All right, where's the money at here? What is the money situation between these parties here, and why would they do this? What could they have going on that involves money that would make this make sense? That's a great question to ask yourself. Anytime you're watching politics or you're watching the business world or the sports world and you see something happen that seems kind of inexplicable, it seems to not really make sense, ask yourself this hypothetical question. How could these entities have some relationship that involves money that would make this make sense. And usually the answer you come up with, Occam's razor, the most simple explanation is usually the explanation, the actual explanation. Let's recap today's topic. It's how to get an agent or manager to represent you in the sport world or in the business world. Number one, prove that you can generate business on your own. If you can do it on your own, it's easy for an agent to represent you because they already know you can make money. No one chases after a parked car. People chase after moving vehicles. Number two, talk to a lot of them. Don't get stuck talking to only one, because if that one is not interested, then you're stuck with zero. So always have a lot of them going. Always have multiple hustles going on, as I talked about recently. Talk to a lot of them and make sure you have something of value to offer. Nobody cares about your needs. Talk about how you can fulfill their needs. That's the language every human being speaks. And number three, stop begging. Kill the sob stories. In the world that we are in now, there's one thing you need, not to beg, not to write a perfectly crafted email. You don't need to do any of that. What you need is to have a platform that you have proven you can generate business from. When you have a platform you have proven you can generate business from, other people will want to do business with you. The strong get stronger, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. The people who are helping themselves just seem to find more help, even when they're not looking for it. And people who are not helping themselves, who are not generating business on their own, they seem to find it very, very hard to generate business on their own. It just makes sense, doesn't it? Of course it does. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/GAME. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.